Hello, I'm Jeremy Deeds, and as we approach the Global Life Planning Conference in London at the end of this week, I wanted to set out what I see as being the case for life planning. I've been practicing life planning for over 6 years now, and I define life planning as goal-oriented financial advice. Financial advice that addresses the client's deepest and most profound goals and helps them to develop the plans, both financial and life, that they need to achieve those goals. So, why life planning? I think there are three key reasons. The first is that life planning leads to a much deeper understanding and knowledge of our clients in a way that I would never have believed possible. I am amazed at how well I know my clients, and that helps me to ensure that the financial advice that I provide to those clients is absolutely suitable. It's highly personalised and specific for those clients, designed to meet their real needs and to help them to achieve their life goals. The second reason is that I believe there is a real demand for life planning. That demand, I think, stems from two fronts. The first is that the old way of financial advice is perceived as broken. There is a perceived lack of trust in the financial services community. Now, that may not be fair to the many financial advisors and planners practicing in the UK at the moment, who always have and always will give perfectly good financial advice. But I'm afraid that we're paying for the sins of the few, and whether it's true or not, the perception is there that financial services is broken, and people are looking for a new way. The second source of this demand for life planning is, I believe, the increasing dominance of technology in the world of financial services and the commoditization of financial services. For many consumers, what they actually want is a real and genuine relationship with a person that they consider to be the most important professional connection in their lives, the one who can really help them sort out their money. Now, life planning, I believe, meets both of these demands. It provides a new way, indeed a revolutionary way, of providing financial advice, and it gives clients those really deep relationships and the trust that they want with their financial advisor. Now, what's important about this, of course, is that in providing that service to clients and meeting that demand, we are able, as life planners, to charge a fair fee for a defined service. And we can lever those fees, and clients can pay those fees without resentment on either side. And that's got to be a good basis for developing an outstanding financial services practice. Let me go on to what I see as the third reason why life planning is important, and that is that there are two sides of the money coin. And at the moment, we rarely only address one of them, namely the hard spreadsheet technical element of money. Yes, we're great at doing cash flows and asset allocations and describing products and doing the hard stuff of money. But what we are doing is ignoring the other side of the money coin, the emotional side of money. We all know that money generates the most intense emotions, fear, envy, anger, and many other emotions that can really impede the client in their progress towards achieving their profound life goals. I believe that if we can address both sides of the money coin, we can do a much better job for our clients, and our clients will really appreciate that. If you want, this is a redefinition of the word holistic. From my own personal perspective, I see this as being a real benefit to society as well. As Ian Gilchrist puts it in his new book, Master and Emissary, the world is becoming increasingly dominated by the left-hand side of the brain, with its emphasis on mechanics and self-interest, whilst the right-hand side of the brain, the source of vision, flexibility, generosity, the side that deals with people rather than mechanics, is being pushed into the background, leading to a real imbalance in the world. And I believe that life planning, with its emphasis on both sides of the money coin, can help to redress this imbalance in the world. As I said, I've been practicing life planning for over 6 years now. My experience is that clients really appreciate what we do and are willing to pay significant retainers for it. And it's a very sound model on which to build a financial services business. Sure, some consumers are going to shy well away from it, and some advisors are just not going to take to it. There will always be a demand for more traditional financial advice, and I believe that both schools can live together and work together, and in so doing, give consumers the choice that they deserve. Thank you.